This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is that a solar eclipse?
No, it's just a red fox.
That's the cat.
Oh, I'm sure everybody can hear. I'm sure everybody can hear him.
Hi, Numbi. I see you in the middle of the steps. Red fox, leave her alone.
It's okay. How was your week?
My week was good, but what are we doing here?
We are about to broadcast Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn.
It's really? That's the name of the show?
Yeah.
Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn.
Well, you want Sunday night or Sunday. What's your decision?
No, we just changed the name of the other show.
We did.
Right? But I like Piano Night Live with Lucia.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't change it.
Those of you that are brand new here, we broadcast every Sunday night. Times vary, of course, because of the workload.
Sometimes it's 7:30, sometimes
we're going
it's
to
8.
Warn you right now, we are not G-friendly, although we're trying to be.
What do you mean?
We're PG-13 RX rated.
Lucia's mouth is PG-13 / R.
It has to be PG because
you're talking too fast.
I have to stay G related because of Mason.
That's right.
And Jackson.
And Red Fox.
And Lily. You're funny.
I hear you, Red Fox.
He's not going to let her come down. He's going to keep going all night long.
We had a very productive week. And we have one more very productive week.
Thank God.
And we will be finishing up with tax season.
And then the adventures begin.
Well, some people will get done, some people won't, and some people will be disappointed.
I'm very proud of you and your three children because I'll tell you what, I could never, ever, ever do what you're doing.
It is a serious,
yes,
serious task.
It is.
And
it's bad.
It's bad, but it's good.
Yeah, bad, but good.
Everyone works better under pressure.
Right.
And if you experience the pressure, you can apply that to your workload in the future.
Right.
So, knowing full well that you are going to get interrupted during the day, you have to remember how to figure out where you left off.
Right.
And if you leave yourself a note about where you left off, it's often the most important way of remembering where you left off.
Why is it doing that?
Your phone is ringing?
My phone was ringing.
Okay. Maybe it's the other phone ringing.
No.
Upstairs.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Don't tell me, Lucia. I know.
I just had to silence it, okay?
I know your secret.
Here he is again.
I know your secret. They can't leave you alone.
I know, right?
In any event, we love to get out of work early on Sundays.
Yes.
We've done it every Sunday for the season. We even worked on Easter right up until 5 o'clock and then
right.
Had our Easter dinner. Tonight we worked till 5 o'clock. The week before, we may have gotten out a little bit earlier, like 4:30, but that's probably about as early as it was.
Right.
Because we close at 4 o'clock doesn't mean we run out of things to do at 4 o'clock.
Right.
We had an exciting trip home. We stopped by Italo's.
Yes,
Mexican.
We did a Feast and Review episode.
Authentic.
That's going to debut in 2 days from now.
On Piston Avenue and Birch Street in South Scranton.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We also got a call into Grandpa to check on him.
Right.
And your mom.
Yep.
And everybody is doing good.
Everybody's good.
Mm-hmm. After the end of tax season, we have 2 weeks where we have to complete payroll taxes.
Ew.
It's going to be another couple of long nights and stiff necks.
Yeah.
But come
May 1st.
Are
we going to be there until midnight on the 15th?
May 1st, we are free.
That's
hopefully
right.
Hopefully we will not be there until
I hope not.
Monday at
Because if you guys are
midnight.
All there until midnight, I'm driving every one of your asses to the bar.
Historically, we usually get done by about 8 p.m. on tax day. Because we're always waiting for somebody to respond. Right?
Right.
Hey, have you been practicing your song? Because I don't remember you practicing at all this week.
You know what? I haven't practiced at all this week.
No more rehearsing and rehearsing our parts. We know every part by heart. We're tiny, we're toony, we're on a little loony.
You don't even know that song, so stop.
Tiny, we're toony, we're on a little loony.
And in this cartoony, we're invading your TV.
On Saturday morning.
You don't even know the fucking song.
So that is the introduction to the song. What song haven't you been practicing this week?
Well, before I even get into the song, let me explain how I fell in love with this artist. So years ago, I was literally, shall we say, introduced to this artist every single day by having to listen to it every day. Show them your guest. Just be careful with the wire. Numby Cat, you're on TV.
Say hi, Numby.
Hi, Numby. Say hi to your fan club.
Everybody can see you down there.
Everybody can see you. What are you doing?
She's got her very own bar stool.
That's right.
At the bar.
Yep.
And I don't know what happened to Red Fox. He disappeared. But let's go back to Lucia's Sunday Night Special.
Lucia's Sunday Night Special.
Yeah.
So I used to listen to this artist every single day. And I absolutely loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. And, oh my God.
And he died when you were 2 years old.
Yeah, he died when I was two. I was exposed to him for like, I don't know how many years I listened to him. And then it stopped. And then you come in, you take me to Memphis, Tennessee, and I get to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches right next door to Graceland watching the movie. Quit talking over me, you jerk.
Didn't you get peanut butter and banana sandwiches?
I just said that while you were talking, fat ass.
No, you said peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter, jelly, and banana. You said I talked too fast, so obviously you weren't listening.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter, jelly time. Peanut butter, jelly time. So, some of my favorites is one of them that's tonight, and I'm going to dedicate this one to Jimmy Elvis down in Pittston. So, I hope Jimmy Elvis is watching, but if you take a look on our YouTube channel, I've actually got another one that I really, really, really like. But I've already done that one, so I'm not doing it again. But, you know, your suspicious mind is really getting on my nerves.
It's suspicious mind.
Don't interrupt the performance. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. What can't you see? What you doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say. Suspicious mind. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. Real, I'm crying.
suspicious minds. And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. Oh, let our love survive. Oh, dry the tears from your eyes. Let's let a good thing die. When honey, you know I've never lied to you. Yeah, we're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, well, don't you know you're caught in a trap? I can't walk out when you know I love you too much, baby. Trap. I can't walk out when I thought I loved you too much, baby.
Well, I think that that's pretty awesome, Lucia.
I know.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. That was cool.
Oh, do you want some of your drink?
No.
No.
Screw you.
Screw it, screw it.
Screw you.
I can't tell you how excited I am to get on our way. A great pierogi tour.
Now, in case you guys are wondering what this is, it's
the Baltic States.
It's a Baltic State cruise, mm-hmm. MSC Poesia, and where we're going, every city is proud of their pierogies.
Heritage.
So we're going to find the best pierogies.
So the countries that we are going to be visiting for said pierogies.
Copenhagen.
That's not a country, dear.
I know. Denmark.
We're starting in Germany and ending in Denmark.
I know.
But in between, there are many
Estonia.
Countries.
Estonia.
And Latvia.
Finland.
And
Poland.
Lithuania and Poland.
Sweden.
And Sweden.
Sister Sin.
Yes. We have an overnight in Sweden. Look Hatula. Out, Sister Sin.
Hatula.
We're coming. We're coming.
Yeah.
The pierogi tour. To entail.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's the stupidest reason in the world that takes us on the greatest adventure of them all.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I don't even know what language they speak in Estonia, Lithuania, or Latvia.
Well, what's... Now, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What language do they speak in Estonia? Language spoken in Estonia. Estonian.
Okay. I hope you got that on your Google Translate. Or you're going to be like, oh, gaga, looking for the pierogi.
Latvian and Latavian. And yeah.
Now you're tripping over your words.
Latvia, they speak Latvian in Latvia. I'm not even saying it right.
Are you serious? They speak Estonian and Estonian. They speak Latvian
and Lithuanian
Latvian.
Is Lithuanian.
And then
Polish is Polish. Polish. Swedish is Swedish.
Poland. Polish is Polish. Poland. Is
and then you have Lucia.
Sweden is Swedish.
And then you have Lucia.
Do you think they have Swedish fish in Sweden?
Oh God! Will you stop?
I want Swedish fish. They have peeps in Allentown.
Listen.
Right.
You are forbidden from. No.
Easter is over, and I didn't eat one peep.
No. Good.
I don't want one peep out of you.
Good, you're not kidding.
I don't want one peep out of you, Lucia.
And I just realized that next week's song, I don't have sheet music for.
So I'm going to play with my phone during the show and cry about...
I'm multitasking, you jerk.
Sweet soul.
Yeah, here you go again.
Doing it all the time.
I do not.
You do.
I'm looking for it on my phone so I can sing it.
I'm having a show over here, and you're ignoring me, and
I'm
not like
ignoring
to be
you.
Ignored.
I'm not ignoring you. You're full of shit.
Ignant. You're ignorant.
You're full of shit.
Easy with your language.
No, I will not.
Now.
Continue.
Pierogi stop number one may well be in Germany. What if we find a pierogi joint in Germany, huh?
You never know.
And we're finishing up in Denmark and Iceland. We have to track down pierogi in Iceland.
Yes.
Is this going to be a possibility?
No.
No. We are going to be visiting 10 countries in 11 days.
10 countries in 11 days.
I'm not sure what time our flight leaves New Jersey. We've got to figure that out.
Finger it out.
We might be able to get ourselves some pierogies.
I'm not eating pierogies in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, yes.
Shut up. Good Lord, old man. I think we should play the bonus song.
What?
I told you I don't have next week's song on sheet music, but I have it in karaoke mode, and I think we should do it this week instead of next week.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. We'll do it next week.
I didn't rehearse anything for this show, Lucia.
I know you did it, because you suck.
You want me to do it off the cuff?
No.
Is that it?
You don't know next week's song anyways.
I'm caught in a trap.
That was this week's. That was this week's. Knock it off.
I'm trying to remember what next week's is.
It's an original band.
Oh, that's right.
Would you like me to give you a little dosage? But we still have more to talk about.
Why don't you play it, and while you're playing it, we'll tell you how we met them.
No, I'm not going to play it. No.
I didn't say, I said, like, play it on your phone.
I will give you a little clip of it.
That's all I asked for.
So I'm going to sing a little clip of it. And
no,
then
we don't want to hear you
it's
sing.
It's the karaoke. On that note.
Ready, set, go.
Wait a minute. I didn't rehearse this song, so you need to shut up.
Oh, I heard
I was today's years old when I was told the rock's a Taurus and I'm one of those girls. That's all you get.
All right, that's all you get.
I was today's years old. My husband was a jerk.
Oh, there's someone named John Piccolino.
I don't know who that is.
He's making comments here.
I don't
laughing.
Know. I don't know what that
Lucia
is. I don't know him.
He speaks gobbledygook.
Yeah.
That's what he says. He said it twice, so it must be true.
You're full of shit. My
what
brother would never
get?
Say that.
Dave Gard. Let's get more video of the cat.
He really did say that. Lucia speaks gobbledygook. I'm going to remember that. More video
right?
of the cat.
And Brian Pepsin said, cheers, Nina wants to talk. More important, your link don't work.
Said
and
nothing about Lena not wanting
no
to talk.
Tree pick.
You're so full of shit.
Hi, kids. If you are not PG, YouTube will get you. And
where are you getting all this from? I don't even see those comments.
And mute you.
No one's muting me.
And part of your video is a strike against you. There you go. That's from JMB Travels. JMB Travel.
Well, he must be saying it over on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm looking. Piano and don't change the name. Piano and don't
Who
change the
that?
Name. Who said that? JBM Travels.
Okay, good. Hi, JBM.
All right.
Definitely check out JBM's channel because he's got some
right.
good stuff.
Now what's on the bottom here? Ron Haddix is tuning in.
Ron Haddix!
What part of the country are you in
He
today?
Doesn't like you anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't like you anymore.
Oh, it's good to be liked, I think.
It's good to be like you think?
It's good to be liked.
Don't worry, JBM. We're PG. We're just a little raw off the cuff. But, yeah, if you want to see some more travel content like ours, definitely check out JBM Travels channel because it's got some good stuff.
No more F-bombs, Lucia.
I'm not doing any F-bombs.
You're not
Relax.
Doing any F-bombs?
No. And as a matter of fact, one of his recent episodes, he was in the Hotel Miramar in Bournemouth. I want to watch
in
that.
In where? Borneo?
Bournemouth. Bournemouth.
Where the hell is that?
Well, if you know JBM like I do, I think he's from the He travels all over the UK. So it's in the UK.
Oh. Nobody cares.
Don't do it. Nobody cares. You're mean. No wonder why people don't like you. You're mean.
War number
he did not what? Mean that toward you, JBM. That was toward that? Me. He's an
what
idiot.
What country is that? What part of the hemisphere is
oh
that?
Oh, my God. He's in the UK,
all right,
I said.
Thank you, Lucia. Lucia did not fail geography, I'll have you
oh
know.
Oh, my God. Stop.
They didn't teach her geography at all.
Oh,
none.
Stop.
Nothing.
All right. Let's talk about old television shows.
How do we get from Lucia not learning geography to talking about old television shows?
Because I'm changing the subject.
We're going to talk about Tuesday Night Lineup, 8 p.m. on ABC?
No, we're not going to talk about Tuesday Night Lineup. No, I did my homework. I'm ready for this segment. We're going to talk about old TV shows in general.
Do you want to talk about old TV show lineup on Tuesday nights on ABC television?
No.
At 8 p.m.?
No.
What show was on? Trivia.
Yeah.
It had a star named Fonzie.
Happy Days.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to say my favorite show.
Okay. What was next after Happy Days?
Oh, my God.
Stop. We're not talking about your favorite show. Look behind you. Look behind you.
What?
Over there.
Big? No.
Yeah.
Laverne and Shirley.
Penny Marshall is on Lucia's wall over there.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Big. Tom Hanks.
That's a movie.
Directed by Penny Marshall. Was she Laverne or Shirley?
Oh, my God. You are not asking that question.
Mm-hmm.
She was Laverne.
Thank you.
I'm not dumb.
Trip you up.
I'm not dumb.
Now, was there a one-hour show on at 9 p.m. after Laverne and Shirley, or was it another half-hour show?
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
No?
Go ahead. Enlighten us since you've taken over the show.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you knew.
No! Oh, my God. I do my homework.
How about Charlie's Angels?
That was not on Tuesday night.
Was that on Tuesday night?
No, neither was I Love Lucy or Alf or...
Alf?
Or All in the Family or Sanford and Son.
Oh. You're garbage. You're a Red Fox guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who do you think my cat's named after?
I know, right?
Oh, my God. You're ridiculous.
All right.
Do you know what the first TV show was in the United States, Mr. Encyclopedia Britannica? I swear to God, if you get this right, I'm going upstairs and I'm handing you $100. Do not Google it. Do not Google it.
I didn't
you have one chance for $100. The first TV show in the United States.
Howdy doody.
You're wrong. You owe me $100. The Queen's Messenger.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Did not know
How
that.
How about the longest running U.S. television show?
Longest running U.S. MASH.
Wrong. Simpsons.
The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The first TV show in 1960.
Batman.
Wrong.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Wrong. Stop just guessing. You're smarter than this. Gunsmoke.
I don't know that.
First popular TV show.
First popular.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea, honey.
The Texaco Star Theater.
Don't know that either.
Oldest soap opera still on TV.
General Hospital.
Ah!
I finally got one right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Longest lasting show. It was on television for 72 years, and it got canceled in 2009.
On television for 75 years?
72.
Wow. I don't know. What do you think?
Guiding Light.
Whoa.
Guiding Light. What show has 40 seasons?
40 seasons.
40 seasons. Meet the Press.
Meet the Press.
The number one series in the world. If you get this one wrong, I'm filing for divorce.
Cheers.
No! Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones?
Oh,
what?
My God. Oh, my God. You know... Okay, let's see if you know this one. The number one television show right now. Your daughter, Hallie, is a fan.
What is the name of that show? I forget.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Right. Let's see. Here we go. Do any of these ring a bell? WKRP in Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm.
Dragnet?
Mm-hmm.
Andy Griffith Show?
Mm-hmm.
Little House on the Prairie?
Little House on the Prairie.
The Jeffersons?
Yeah.
One Day at a Time?
Mm-hmm.
Magnum P.I.?
Chico and the Man.
Simon and Simon?
MASH.
Bonanza?
Donnie and Marie.
Are you reading them? Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Hawaii 5-0. Columbo.
The Bionic Woman.
You're in IMDb, aren't you?
No.
Jerk.
MASH.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's one for you.
What?
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh, my God.
Welcome Back,
Three's
Cotter.
Company. Thank you, Dave Gard.
You say Good Times?
Oh, my God.
Hmm?
Facts of Life.
Beretta, Starsky and Hutch, back to back.
I like Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, The Blue Knight.
What?
The Blue Knight.
What the hell is that shit?
It's the car. The Blue Knight.
It's the car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I think.
Barney Miller.
Oh, my God.
Yep, yep. You said What's Happening. I don't know what this Big Eddie show is.
I don't know what that is either.
Y 5 0, Rockford Files, Barnaby Jones, Police Story, ABC Friday Night Movie.
Oh, my God.
Hmm?
I can't wait for next week's episode where we talk about Headbangers Ball.
The Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, my
Bob
God.
Bob Newhart, Mary
What
Tyler
was the name
Moore.
Of that game show? Where they all dressed up in their costumes. Let's Make a Deal, is that the name of it?
Oh, yeah. They used to wear costumes.
Yes.
Let's Make a Deal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Police Woman, Angie Dickinson.
Angie Dickinson.
You know who she is?
No.
No? I'll have to enlighten you.
Nope.
Yep. Starsky and Hutch. Oh, what about your favorite?
What?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yes.
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Do you know I watched every single episode of that? Plus the cartoons.
Here's one you probably never
heard
of.
Answer my question.
What?
I watched every single episode of Dukes of Hazzard plus the cartoons.
That was a statement. That wasn't a question.
I said, did you know?
Did you know? That's a rhetorical question. I got one.
What?
I don't know if you know this or not.
What?
Rich Man, Poor Man.
Never saw it.
Never heard of that?
No.
Monday Night Baseball, Monday Night Football, Maude.
Nah.
You don't know Maude?
No. What was the name of the one about the diner? Kiss My Grits.
Oh.
Alice,
yes. That is true. Family, Marcus Welby, M.D., Switch.
I remember Marcus Welby, M.D. I don't remember Switch.
And how about, I didn't see Charlie's Angels on that list at all. That was like 74, 75, 76. Maybe Charlie's Angels came out a little bit later.
Maybe.
Right. The Bionic Man wasn't on that list either, but the Bionic Woman was.
Yep.
How's that happen?
I don't know. I guess they like women better than men.
I got a good one for you.
What?
Love Boat.
Saturday
know
what?
Night. Princess Cruise.
So... It's funny that you say Love Boat, because years ago, before you were even around, I wouldn't dare get on a cruise ship.
Why would you get on a cruise ship?
Because I'm afraid of the water.
Right?
And now look at us.
And you didn't step in the water once on the ship last time,
nope,
did you?
Nope, did not. We've got the Pierogi Cruise coming up in May. We've got Land of the Rising Sun Cruise in September. And then... Caribbean Getaway in December.
No, Panama Canal in December.
That's the Caribbean, isn't it?
Well, it starts in Miami.
Yeah. Welcome to Miami.
What else you got? You got a land cruise, too.
Yeah.
And you bought visas for it today.
You know,
where are you going?
We're in April right now. As a matter of fact, it's April 7th. In 7 months and 7 months and 19 days, I'm out of my 40s.
Oh, you're counting.
No, I'm not counting this year. Do I look 50 to you?
Not yet.
Well, I feel it.
Oh, your aches and pains?
You
got any gray streaks?
I'm married to you.
Got any gray streaks?
I'm married to you.
Besides that.
That's why I have gray streaks, aches, and pains.
Well, you better stay healthy. I need somebody to push the wheelchair
for
me.
Oh, my God.
When I get old. When I get real old.
No, I'm the one that carries the bags and goes running through the Portugal airport trying to catch our plane.
Uh-huh.
My
and
God.
You still miss it.
I know.
You still miss
it. I see a kitty cat. Meow, meow.
But you did give it the college try.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Come here, Red Fox. Come make your debut, buddy.
I want to do the Pittston to Jim Thorpe train ride. What do
come
you
here.
Think?
Hey, come here. Wait. Oh, shit. Come here. Ta-da. I got a kitty
you
cat.
You got one?
I got a kitty cat.
More
I got
cat
a kitty
video.
Cat. I got
more
a kitty cat
video,
I got
please.
A kitty cat. Do, 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 do. He's such a love bug. He's been with us almost 2 years.
I can't read this now. No. The Rifleman. There you go.
Who said that?
Knight Rider.
Ooh!
Three's Company.
Oh.
All right. Lucia speaks gobbledygook. Fugitive.
Fugitive.
Fantasy Island.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Gilligan's Island. Well, how can we forget those?
Well, those are more like cable shows.
Doesn't matter. It's still an all-time show.
Those are
just
shows from the 60s,
right
the
down
into
here, a tale of a faithful chip. Hi, buddy.
You gave us a preview of next week's song.
Yep.
It's
that's next week's song.
By Kozer.
Yes, the band Kozer, your cousin.
My cousin's band.
Out of Philly.
Philadelphia.
So we were invited to a party
on St. Patrick's Day. Parade day.
It was the day of the parade at this house in Dunmore.
Yes.
So we show up. People are everywhere. People are drinking.
It's pouring
typical,
rain.
Right. Typical Irish party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, lo and behold, we go downstairs, and we've posted some video on our social media, and there is a basement party going on. A basement party. And there is a full band set up downstairs.
Rocking the house.
Yep. And they were singing next week's song, which...
You already gave them a sample of.
I gave you a sample of
it,
but your assignment this week is to go listen to their music and see if you can identify the song that I'm going to be singing next week. K-O-S-E-R. Kozer Band.
Kozer Band.
Kozer Band.
We can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can.
You want to see Numby again?
Go ahead. Show them some Numby. We already showed them Red Fox.
Again.
I was days years old.
Hi, honey. What are you doing over there?
She's tired. Just chilling out. Yeah, she's
there's
beat.
There's Red Fox coming to annoy her.
She's beat.
Hi, buddy. I think you got one more song you got to sing.
Yeah, I think you're right,
you know
old man.
One? Are we on
this
the same
is dedicated
page
to Mike McAndrew at Three Saints Barbershop in Jessup.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew who you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't he know welfare state?
Everybody pulls his weight. Those were the days. If you like this content, hit the like button. It will really help us.
Leave a comment.
Leave a comment. And if you like the stuff on our channel, we've got some great playlists for
Subscribe,
you.
Subscribe, please.
We have Feast and Review, Let's Eat. We have the Dry Drinker Diaries. We have Piano Night Live and a whole lot more. Hit the subscribe button. We really want to be at the 6,000 mark by July. And congratulations.
The tour will help us with that.
And congratulations to our friends, the Cruising Canucks, for 9,000 subscribers. That is amazing. We've been trying to meet up with them to go on a group tour, but our timing is way off.
Go Jerry needs to chill.
Jerry needs to retire. Tell you what, if we ever meet them, I'm going to bring them homemade meatloaf just for Jerry.
It's crazy because we went to Alaska.
Right.
They were in Alaska at the same time.
Exactly, with Paul and Carol.
They were one port in front
of us. One port in front.
So they would go to Ketchikan, then we would go to Ketchikan.
Right.
Dot, dot, dot.
We miss them. But one day our paths will cross. We were supposed to do a group cruise with Paul and Carol, but something else came up. We got offered to go on a transatlantic tour next year from New York to London. So I think what we're going to do is when we do that, we're going to look them up when we get there. I think that would be cool. And maybe when we hit Toronto in July to go see our friend the Princess, that's all we're allowed to call her, we might look Jill and Jerry up and see how far they are from the Princess.
That would be cool.
Just to drop in and say hi.
Hi.
No, we're not stalking you. We're just going to be in your country.
Hey, I know how to eat beaver tails and poutine, too.
I almost said the wrong word there, but because of Mason, I'm not going to say it. Thank you all for watching. I hope you guys had a great Sunday.
Yeah, baby.
Have an amazing week. We'll see you next time.
See you
Effort
next
never
week.
Dies.
Effort never dies. Ending live video. Hi, cats.